Hi, this is a dictation for Mr. Ryan Pedrit, R-Y-A-N-P-E-D-I-T. The patient is here for a follow-up evaluation. He was last seen on 5-9-2022. He reported that the medication that were provided to him are helping almost 30%. Pain is reduced. And he also has some pain in the chest, level 4 on a scale of 1 to 10. And this pain is a result of his hitting into the steering column. And it has continued all along since the time of accident of 5-6-2022. The date of birth is 1-14-1990 and date of service 5-18-2022. In addition, patient has an ongoing pain in the left shoulder and both hands and neck and the lower back. The pain has been described shooting down to both arms. Pain level in the neck area is 8 and lower back is 6. Left shoulder is 9. Chest pain is 4. Overall pain varies from 6 to 9 and ADLs are affected around 6. 30% pains are reported relieved. The ADLs that are affected are noted as follows. The work is affected 9. General activity, sleep and enjoyment of life are affected 8. Mood is affected 7. Walking ability is affected 6. System review. Positive symptoms are difficulty sleeping, tension, weakness, anxiety, and depression. However, patient denies any headaches, vision disturbance, any dizziness or vertigo, memory loss, or any confusion, disorientation. The patient has no 60-day symptoms. In the pain and numbness, there is an ongoing stiffness in the neck and shoulder, and pain in the lower back, neck, shoulder, with some numbness and tingling in the both upper arms. No difficulty walking. GI is completely negative, no nausea, vomiting, diarrhea, constipation, no digestive problem, incontinence of the bowel, no stomach pain or blood in the stool or trouble swelling. In the GU, there is no incontinence of the urine, frequency, painful urination, or blood in the urine. In respiratory, there is a chest pain and coughing, and there is no asthma, trouble, breathing, shortness of breath. In last 30 days, patient does not report any worsening of the situation, and there is he stated that he is 30% better with the medications that was given. And there are no changes in the medical history, surgical history, hospitalization, or weight loss, or any of the trauma. Current pain medications are Ortram. Substance abuse, patient reports using a marijuana for pain relief, and compliance history, patient is not compliant. Is compliant to all the pain medication regimen. The physical examination is as follows. The blood pressure is 126 over 94, pulse is 63, pulse ox is 99, height is 5'5", weight is 130. The rest of the physical examination is identical to the previous visit. Of 0606-035, please make sure you use this visit for carbon copying, the general review, musculoskeleton and extremities examination, and the diagnosis. The plan of care is as follows. The patient is provided following medication to continue, which is Celebrex 200 mg daily, Lyrica 50 mg at night, Flexeril 7.5 mg twice a day, and Lunesta 1 mg daily, Acifax 20 mg twice a day, water and gel, and lidocaine patch for topical pain relief. For pain control, patient is going to continue Tramadol ER 100 mg twice a day. His maps have been reviewed, the labs have been reviewed, and the patient is found to be in compliance. His MRIs were ordered on, and they are now available to be reviewed. In the cervical spine, it is found that the patient has a bulging disc indenting the ventral thecal sac. But there is no central canal stenosis or neural foramina stenosis. There is a decreased intervertebral disc height signal. There is a hyperintensity at the disc level with edema and inflammation in the posterior aspect of the disc. At the C5 and C6, there is a bulging disc indenting the ventral thecal sac. C6-7, there is a bulging disc at the ventral thecal sac. In the lumbar spine, There is a finding of bulging disc at L4, L5 and a bulging disc at L5 S1 without any central canal stenosis or neural foramen stenosis. The MRI of the shoulder reveals the following. The left shoulder MRI shows that the patient has subacromial deltoid bursitis, supraspinatus tendinosis, and some cystic changes in the posterior aspect of humeral head, thickening of the glenohumeral joint capsule in the auxiliary pouch, suggestive of adhesive capsulitis. The patient has been advised that he definitely can help benefit from injection to the shoulder joint, intra-articular, as well as to the supraspinatus tendon and to the subacromial bursa under fluoroscopy. And adhesive capsulitis may respond to the physical therapy, home exercise, as well as intra-articular injections. The patient will make up his mind and let us know so that a consent can be provided and his treatment can begin. End of dictation. Thank you.